Michaela, wow. Has it sunk in yet?
Not really. I haven't got there yet.
Congratulations. First year at wrestling. Kind of were talked into it. Made an impact right away in December and then didn't lose the rest of the way. And I cruised through this, to the semifinals, got to the finals there. And did you feel like that your semifinal match maybe set you up for success in the championship?
Yeah, my semifinals was definitely a lot more competition than this one, obviously. But, you know, having her as my semifinals really made me realize what I needed to work on for my finals match. So that came in handy, too.
And, you know, you were pretty aggressive from the word go. And you haven't been that much lately in the last few matches just because of the what was at stake there. But what was different for you today?
You know, it's state, so, you know, it's your last go-around. So I walked on the mat knowing that I had a whole year before I went again. So I walked on the mat ready to tear arms and legs off and leave them out there. So, you know, I walked out there and I was ready for her to do her thing and me do my thing. And, you know, I ended up getting up top and getting her turned around on her back. So that came in handy.
Yeah, kind of go through that movement there because she chose neutral in the second period.
Yeah, she chose neutral. So that means that she knows that she's more handy on her feet. So, you know, I kept my feet really, really hard and I was letting her do her thing, and she got a move that did not succeed in her, and, you know, I was able to shrug it off and get on top. So, yeah, I mean, got to know what to do best. So,
you're the trailblazer for Scott City Girls Wrestling. First one to qualify for state, first one to medal, and first state champion. All in 1 year. Just that's something quite to be proud of.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a good thing to go in our school. You know, everyone was cheering me on at school. Everyone was in the lunchroom watching it. So, you know, it's good to feel that you have people that have your back and that are there to bring you on and things. So, yeah.